And that's when God began to show me some people are damaged this far back in their lives. And in her situation, she had been told later that the mom got pregnant on purpose to try to keep the husband in her life. And it just made him mad and he walked away. So there was always that feeling that there was deception involved. And even as a little child, this person felt that there was something wrong with them and that they were dirty and something was totally wrong with them. And they didn't know why. Because you say, well, when did you start feeling like this? Since the day I was born. So if you have that going on, it's not because something's wrong with you. It's not because there's something wrong with you that God made you wrong. It's because there was a plan of the enemy in action that you picked up in your spirit, even in the womb. And so that teaching's really powerful for that. Okay, let's go to 17 now. So Hagar bore a son to Abram, and Abram called his name Ishmael. Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bore Ishmael to Abram. They lived longer back then too, though, guys. When Abram was 99 years old, Jehovah appeared to Abram and said of him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be perfect, and I will make my covenant between me and you and will multiply you very much. Abram fell on his face, and God spoke with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations. Your name no longer shall be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations, and I will make you very fruitful exceedingly, and I will give you for nations, and kings shall come out of you. And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your seed after you and their generation for an everlasting covenant, to be a God to you and to your seed after you. And I will give to you and to your seed after you the land, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession. I will be their God. And God said to Abraham, you shall keep my covenant, you and your seed after you, in their generations. This is my covenant, which you shall keep between me and you and your seed after you. Every male child among you shall be circumcised, and you shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant between me and you. Even circumcision represents the breaking of the veil, that flesh being broken, to set these people apart from everyone else that's born. That these people would actually have their flesh cut, the cutting away of the flesh. And that represents our circumcision of our hearts in the new covenant, that God would destroy our flesh. He would destroy those things of the flesh. God is a very symbolic God. God really has his fingerprints on everything. There's probably nothing that he's created that doesn't actually say something about him and his ways and what he's after. He's just so awesome. We can't even begin to think of it all. Now let's keep looking here. And God said to Abraham, you shall call your wife Sarah by her name Sarah, for Sarah shall be her name. So it's S-A-R-A-I to S-A-R-A-H. And I have blessed her and have also given to you a son from her. Now, the Lord is forgiving. And somewhere in this situation, Hagar came back because the Lord told her to, and she did what Sarah commanded her to do. And I want you to see something here. So you'll understand God's faithfulness. God is faithful to Abraham and Sarah, even when they didn't do it right with Hagar and Ishmael. Don't ever confuse God's faithfulness with man's faithfulness. God is not approving the rejection of Ishmael. God is not approving the intimacy between Abraham and Hagar. God is not approving Sarah causing Abraham to disobey God. And sometimes we think that God is giving us our approval because he's faithful. And when I begin to see that, I begin to understand that God is faithful even when I'm not. That's what the Bible says. God is faithful even when we're not faithful. And sometimes it's confusing. It's like, God, if you would just be faithful when we're faithful, then we can tell what you like. Because God blesses people who are in ministry who just want your money for a season. People can just look like they're prospering and prospering and yet not preach the true gospel. So don't go by God's faithfulness as a judge. You judge them by their fruit. You judge by the fruit. Love, joy, peace, goodness, kindness, long-suffering, patience. What is it in that person's life that looks like Jesus? If there's nothing in that person's life that looks like Jesus, do not go by God's faithfulness to them. Do you see what I'm saying? Because all through scripture, God's faithful even when the people are doing lousy things. He never tells us to go by God's faithfulness when we look at other people's lives, because he's always faithful. He says, I'm faithful even when you're not. That's a merciful God. God's faithful to us. God will anoint us even when we're still messed up. God will anoint us and keep seeing the good in us. God is a God of faith. So when he looks at us, he sees us perfect. And he treats us like that. And he keeps orchestrating things in your life and situations in your life to bring it to pass. The whole time seeing you with perfect faith. It's amazing. This way he says, judge nothing before it's time. Because we're right in the midst of things that look foolish. And God just sees what we're going to become. And let me say this. We've got to quit judging each other before the time. Most of us have done it. Most of us judge other people in ministry. Most of us judge other churches. Most of us judge other denominations. And he says, judge nothing before it's time. God knows how to get people's hearts. He knows how to get people where he wants them to be. And he wants us to begin to see them the way he sees them. God the Father, once you're born again, he sees you perfect. He sees you through the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus Christ is at the right hand of the Father, ever praying for you, making intercession for you, that what the Father sees will come to pass in your life. And the Holy Spirit is the one who is sent and living in you to make it happen. Sometimes I feel like the conversation is probably like this. Let me see, who should I pick on? Edie, I'll pick on Edie. Yay, Edie. So here's the Father going, oh, look at my daughter, Edie. Mighty woman of God. Praying for people, helping women get past being codependent, helping people get past alcoholism, helping people learn to trust me as the father and the husband in single homes. Look at her helping those women by the thousands. Just look at her ministering to them and all those tapes she's putting out. And that, look at the fire and the power in her setting those women free. That's the Father. Jesus is going, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he looks down at the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's going, okay, she won't deal. We got to make her deal with this anger from rejection. We've got to do something because right now she doesn't think anybody could love her. She doesn't see how God could use her. She doesn't understand how being at the vet, you know, is helping her in her life with God, and her kids really get to her if it's a snow day. So she's having this really, you know, rough time thinking she's pleasing us. So we need to help her deal with rejection. And then the Holy Spirit says, I know, I'll get Cindy to preach on rejection tonight and call out her weekend and get her attention so she'll see how we see her. See, God wants us to start seeing people the way he sees them. If you can't see people the way God sees them, then you're seeing them the way the devil sees them, and you're in agreement with the devil's power over God's power. He says, judge nothing before it's time. We need to believe the way God believes. We need to believe that God is powerful enough. We need to have faith. We need to have faith for the really hard situations. You would change the way you think if you would begin to see people through the eyes of the Lord. Now, they have free choice, and they may never choose that. But that's not for me to be in agreement with. Jesus died for every single human being. And there is perfect faith in the heart of God for every human being to find Christ and to be made in his likeness. And that's where I want to be in agreement. And our actions and the things we do need to show that. Everybody looks like they need to repent. Everybody's got that repenting look on their face. So let's do that. Okay, and all if you mean it. If you really want to start thinking like that from today on, and you want every judgment that you've thought before this, or every agreement with what the devil was doing that you had before this, I just see us doing this tonight. And we're going to do this in a big way, so if you don't want to play with me, then don't. Because I like to do what God shows me. Unless you become like a child, you can't enter the kingdom. So stay on the outside, make fun of me. I don't care. But God's using me to set people free, heal people, and hopefully raise the dead soon. But not anybody I know, okay? All right. Everybody go over there who wants to do this. What we're doing is we are putting behind us and asking God to forgive us for seeing people the way the devil wants us to see them and not seeing them the way the Father wants us to see them. So we're all over here because of the people we've judged. Hey, a lot of people here tonight. 1, 2, 3. No, I don't want to be like David and get in trouble. Okay. What we're saying, and you need to mean this. If you don't mean it, then it's not good. Because when you stand before God and you make a declaration, don't play around with it. God's serious. You know, he's like really into being God and having a people who obey him and love him. What we are declaring, it doesn't mean we'll do this perfect, okay? It means we will repent quickly, though. We will know that the Holy Spirit is going to start convicting us quickly. Learn to repent quickly when your brain starts to go to old ways of thinking. But what we're saying is, Lord, when we cross over to that side, every judgment, every agreement with the devil in our past about anyone, we're leaving behind us. We are leaving behind us. We ask you to forgive us. We don't want to touch it. We don't want to go there anymore. We don't want to have any yay, hurrah if somebody fails or gets hurt who's hurt us or who's come against us. God, we only want to see people through the eyes of the Father. We want to see people made in the likeness of Christ. We want every human being to be set free and delivered. We want the demons to come out of everybody and everyone to know you. And we want to have eyes like the Father has eyes to see people perfect. We want your kind of faith, Father, for other people. And we want to come in agreement with everything we say, everything we think, with what you say and with what you think, and not with what the devil's doing and not with what the devil's done and not with how he tries to hurt us. We want people saved. We want people delivered. We want nations saved. We want nations delivered. We want to be completely free from thinking like the enemy or agreeing. I want the devil to be so defeated in my thinking that I can believe for anybody. I want God to be so big in my thinking that I can do great exploits for his glory. Phew. Say, Lord Jesus, forgive us for having faith in the devil and what he could do in people and agreeing with him. We ask you to forgive us. Cleanse us from those thoughts. Set us free from that. Jesus, we want to believe what you say. Your blood is enough to set everyone free. Every nation free. Every person free. Your love is enough. We want to agree with you. We want to see people through the eyes of faith. Faith that they can be healed. Faith that they can be delivered. Faith that they can be saved. That they can be changed. We want to be a people of faith. We want to speak what you say. Think what you think. Father, we ask you to forgive us. We want you to count none of these sins against us. We break the power of anything we came in agreement with against you, Lord. We break those yokes off of us. Whew. We break those yokes off the people we put them on. We want to see as you see. We want to believe as you believe. We want to prophesy and declare what you say. In Jesus' name. We break the power of what people have prophesied over us that didn't line up with you. What people have cursed us with. We break the power of it. We forgive those who sinned against us. We ask you to set them free. And we break the power of any of those yokes that are on our lives. As we cross over, we'll literally see ourselves leaving behind the wrong way of thinking, the wrong way of speaking, all gossip and malice, witchcraft. We want you to purge us, cleanse us, heal us as we cross over. And give us the victory when we get to the other side.